You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Hi, guys. You're very welcome back to this channel, NarcCon. We've been missing for a while. I'm sorry. I've been busy gallivanting, so I'm going to settle back down now and get some work done here. And I'm delighted to get back in communication with all of you. In relation to narcissists, recognizing them, understanding our experience with them, being able to depersonalize and detach from the narcissistic, dark, dead energy, spiritual realm in which they live, and come back into a centered place in our own energy fields where we can achieve our life's purpose and interact with other human beings who think and feel like us, and that's the majority of people on our planet. And believe you me, I've spoken to people from all around the world and we're all the same. We're all the same. We all want love. We want our children to be okay. We want our parents to be okay. We want to have a good world where people are kind to each other and just display the real human characteristics of what a human is. And that is not what is presented to us in a relationship with a narcissist. So this podcast is going to be around energy fields. It's not going to be woo-woo, although if you want to call energy fields woo-woo, do. But it's going to be how we can actually feel dead in certain people's energy space. How certain individuals will suck our energy from us and nearly suck the will to do anything out of us. We'll try and dim down our presence and we'll dim down our life's trajectory in order to get something from us for themselves. So in the first podcast I'm going to look at, I kind of think it's more a familial type of narcissist, a friend or even someone in the workplace, but certainly in the family setting, where the narcissist has assigned roles for different people in the family and where their presence is very destructive in quite a passive aggressive way some of the time. And the next podcast, part two, I'm going to do more relationship type of narcissist, high energy type, and where that leaves you as their partner in a relationship like that. So, if I can describe energy as I think something that hasn't been explored enough, I know that they're doing lots of experiments on quantum physics and all that kind of area in relation to what we don't know about ourselves and how we operate and how we intuit things about another person. Aside from the visual triggers, the audible triggers, and the assessment of a person in a situation, you know, in a certain society or group, so that we can get a lot of information from people visually and what we hear, what other people say and in a group. But there is something other. There is something other that's going on, that if you're attuned to your own spiritual energy or your own presence, your soul, your being, your identity, not just the idea of what your brain tells you who you are, but your physical, other than physical presence in the world, if that makes sense. And I think it'll make sense to a lot of people out there that have dealt with narcissists, because you can nearly sense something different from them. Tell me if I'm wrong. You can also nearly sense when you interact or even pass by a person with a beautiful spirit, a person with a generous, kind soul. You can feel nearly comforted or safe by that presence. And again, tell me if you've had these experiences, because I'm finding this a very fascinating world after opening up or having that type of spiritual awakening to the other world that exists besides the 9-to-5 mundane world that we're brought up in, that surrounds more our physical idea of what the world is. I have come to find through experience that if you are in the presence of a narcissist, and there's different types of these energy fields, and in this podcast, we're going to do a very heavy presence narcissist, and I'll describe what that's like so that you can identify if you have found similar energies in a person that you know that's very hard to be around for too long without you feeling nearly a feeling of low energy, of anxiousness, or of any kind of a depressed low energy state is the best way I can describe it, where all the excitement and enthusiasm you would have had for something is dimmed down, and no matter how far or how hard you try to access it in that person's energy field, it's very hard to connect with. And then when you go out of that energy field and you say, spend time with one or two people who seem to be your type of people, or who are excited by what you do, or excited by new ideas, who are not cloyingly envious of you, who are supportive of you and excited by your excitement rather than wanting it for themselves or wanting to put it down. Within 30 minutes, you can go right back up, zooming back up to a high energy level where the world looks different and you feel more centered and back into yourself. Now, this is best described, I was trying to put a description on it, and the best way I can describe it is as if the narcissist has an energy signaling, like a radio wave signal, that they, you remember those old wirelesses or radios that you turn the dial on and you try and tune into a station. And if you went to the left of, say, the 60 megahertz point on the radio, you'd get zzz, bad reception. Then it would come into reception in the center. You go the other side of it and it zzz, or bring a different channel in. I honestly believe that because of narcissists' need for us, and remember the illusion they create is that we need them. They need us. We're their life source. They are simply receptacles that only get turned on. They only believe in the mask by us believing in the mask and us providing them with energy. So never fall into that illusion that the narcissist is more important than you. They are not. That the narcissist is nearly able to tune in to people's radio waves. And that's the only way I can describe it without having the scientific backing up of, how do we feel people's energy? How can we intuit that that person has negative, bad energy if we don't use our other signals, or other signals, you know, visually we think they're smiling and they're great, but we still sense there's something wrong with them, or there's something bad about it, something you want to stay away from. I'm going to call it radio wave energy. So without kind of labouring the point, I feel that if you get out of a certain reception area, your channel works better. If you get tuned back into your own centre, to your own people, away from the bad reception area of the narcissist, it's vital for you to be able to function. It's vital for you to be able to make plans and be in the full presence of yourself. So now I'm going to describe everyday situations or ways to recognize that low energy field that you need to be aware you're in. So when you try and access good feelings within yourself, if you're in this person's presence, you will find it very, very hard to do so. Very hard not to get triggered negatively, and very hard to maintain the work you've done on yourself, who you really are, and the excitement for your life and the joy you feel in life. They can take it away in these different types of ways. So if any of these situations or descriptions of how a person operates, a narcissistic individual operates in their low energy field, if it resonates, please let me know in the comments or anything I've left out. So I often find that this person, let's describe them as narcissist X or narcissist low energy, negative energy space. They love criticizing other people. In general, no matter how good the person is, they will have something negative to say about the person. They will also then, if they can, if they're given the space, reference it back to themselves, because they're very, very self-referencing. Anything that comes up about a person, they will bring back to themselves. In other words, putting themselves above that person or criticizing what that person did to them or does in general. And that they don't agree with that, and they will bring up their own instances. They love talking about themselves. They will complain a lot. Everything will be a problem. When they're told a story about something, they will look at the negative aspect of that story instead of, isn't that great? You know, they could do this. They'll say, I don't think that's such a good idea. That person wouldn't be capable of doing that, or it'll end badly. So they have a very pessimistic outlook. And if you're in a building with them and you're in another room and say you're trying to do work, you will hear this whiny tone to their voice, this up and down negativity. Even though you can't probably hear what they're saying, you'll know by the tone and the levels that it goes up and down that it's a complaining, whining, why can't you? Oh, it goes up and down like this. You know they're complaining. So it's like a music that you hear from afar that has a very low vibration, and it's grating on your nerves when you hear it over and over again with the same level. Call it narcissistic whining.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Music notes. The other thing that they do is blame shifting. So if you're trying to hold a narcissist accountable and say they're complaining again about a problem they have, and you're holding them accountable and saying that if you did this, the problem wouldn't be so bad, they'll immediately hit back with why they can't do that. And they'll say, if the other people didn't do this, then I would be able to do as you say. So it's never the narcissist's fault. And it's a waste of time offering a narcissist solutions, because they're not looking for solutions to the problem. What they are looking for is your attention given wholly to them, your energy being output in trying to figure out a solution for them. They will then knock all the solutions that you provide as being unacceptable solutions. They'll give you negative reasons why they're unacceptable solutions. And then they look to you to step up your game and either give them sympathy or try and make their problem go away because nobody else can. These are all the tricks of the trade, and it's the outpouring of your energy when somebody says they have a problem. They don't want you to solve the problem, but they want all the energy that you have inside you, probably that you've stored up for your whole day's work, to go into solving their problem, so they can sap the energy and attention from you in that you believe in their mask that they're presenting to you, which hides the tiny true self that's behind that mask. But because your attention is so focused on their problem being real and the person that they present to you as the false person being real, that mask is powered up. You have just charged a mask, just the way you would charge an iPhone or charge a laptop. You go off and your battery's low and you haven't had the satisfaction of a recharge from them in them saying, thank you, that's a solution. Thank you for your help. They haven't given you that recharge. Instead, they've given you negative, empty energy and saying, well, you haven't solved my problem. The other type of characteristic of this type of person I have found is that they're argumentative. For the sake of being argumentative, there can be a really nice discussion going on and they will throw the proverbial spanner in the works. And you can think, how can you see anything negative in that situation? But a narcissist with low energy will see something negative in that situation in an attempt to make people go, what are you talking about? In an attempt to gain attention away from the positivity of the situation you were talking about, so that you engage in an argumentative type of conversation with that particular narcissist. Therefore, they have sucked all the energy from that positive situation back onto themselves, if you allow it. Their presence, their physical presence is heavy. The way they move is often heavy. You may get one of them plodding along like as if their body is heavier than it is, or shuffling along slowly, and you'll hear the odd, oh, sorry. I'm sorry for laughing at this. It is a serious matter. But when you stand back and look at it and that they all do the same thing, you go, this is pathetic. They'll struggle to get out of a chair, even if they're not that incapacitated. And even if they are, you'll hear a lot more moans and groans, or they'll maybe fall back into the chair. And then they'll say, would you ever get me that? Could you do that for me? Oh, thank you. And you'll end up, you know, trying not to be triggered, because this has happened before. You'll do your very best to maintain your energy shield around you. You literally have to put a shield around you and put them at the outside of it and say, this is their program. They're going to follow this program. I need to stay within my shield. Comply, get whatever they want, and go out of their space to regenerate your energy. Because once their radio signal picker up or receptor or whatever you call it, once their receptor senses a slight triggering of getting near your channel on the radio, I know some will say this is barmy, but I know you'll understand if you've been there. Once they pick up on a little bit of triggering in you, oh my goodness, they're going to search for your channel. They're going to be twisting the knob. They're going to try and find something else. As you go out the door, they're going to say, could you get me? You're just going out the door and say, you know, very calm, take a deep breath and say, yep, I will get that for you shortly. I have to do something now. Great. Okay. They'll also often play the I can't hear you game or selective hearing. That's the type of thing they'll do to trigger you and pull on your energy. So, I did this with someone recently. They didn't want to hear what I had to say. And they said, I can't hear you from that side of the room. So I didn't move from that side of the room, but I asked them a question as to would they like me to do something for them? And they heard that question perfectly. And they actually had the audacity to grin when I said, but you could hear that okay. You couldn't hear the first thing. So they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. So just be aware. It's great to be aware of it, because when you're aware of it, you can nearly laugh at it and feel less triggered by it, if that helps at all. It's very difficult if you're in their presence and they're sucking on your energy continually. You do have to get away. You do have to refuel. You have to have that energy shield. You have to have the understanding that this person operates differently. And you have to go to your own people to get back to the center of yourself, or go into a good energy space to get back into the center of yourself. They will, in every situation, when somebody is maybe starting out on a new job or going on a holiday, doing something that they're really happy they're doing, you know, that's really good. It's a great achievement or a great thing that they're about to do. Maybe they're a little bit afraid of it. Maybe they're going to climb a big mountain they've never climbed before. And they're excited about it and they're positive about it. And, you know, friends are supportive. But along comes the narcissist. Oh, be careful. I wouldn't do that if I were you. You could fall and kill yourself. And whoa, will they point out all the negative things that could possibly happen and try their level best to bring your excitement down, your anxiety levels up, and to ruin your motion forward in life, doing things that challenge you, that you need support on, not criticism or pointing out how and why it couldn't work and that it probably won't work. Again, it's their negativity in and about the world that they're trying to project onto you so that they can get rid of it, so that they're the ones that are above the negativity, but they're the ones that know best and will be able to tell you why something can't work. Because they know best and they're doing the right thing. It's all projection, actually, but it really can work to bring you down. The other thing you'll find these type of people doing is they will detract from you if you have just received a big accolade, if you have achieved something great, you have maybe come out pretty near top of your profession. What they will say to you then is, oh, congratulations, that's great. But they'll passively, aggressively wonder, can you go further now? Can you go on and, you know, achieve better things now? Or they'll say, well, that's great that you did that. And they triangulate you with somebody else who's ahead of you on the scale and say, I did hear, you know, Nuala's daughter has two of what you've just gotten and is going on to get a third. But it's great what you've done. You know, it's great. It's great. So they'll try and detract from it to bring you down, and they'll know that, you know, people can do better. And sure, if it was them, they'd probably do better. So it's like trying to deflate a balloon. It's negative, narcissistic energy. There's also, and I'm just coming to the last two here, I think. Yeah, the last two. There is a passive-aggressive anger feeling about these people where they will have a negative generalization on everything. They have a negative outlook on everything, not just the little examples that I've given there, but the focus is always in the negative. It's rarely in the positive, or if it's preempted by a positive sentence, that positive sentence will be decimated by 10 negative sentences. So it's a general apathetic way of being in the world, that everything is so hard. Everything is so hard. There's no point. There's no point. And this isn't just depression. It can be part of it, but it is a determined attitude to make everybody else accept their worldview, feel sorry for them, and not enjoy their own lives because the narcissist isn't enjoying their life. So they'll do their very best to exhaust people around them, to get everybody to do their share of the work. And they'll do that by saying that they can't do it because they're too tired, they're not well, they're in a bad place. All the excuses that anyone could possibly manufacture will come out of this negative energy that surrounds them. And for people living with them on a daily basis, it becomes too much of an uphill struggle to actually fight against it. And a lot of people fall into line and end up just providing services for the narcissist. Because anytime they've tried to hold the narcissist accountable, they've had a big blow up argument, or the narcissist has taken to their bed or has done something to really hurt the person who is their slave and servant. So it becomes a kind of a hugely codependent relationship where that negative energy is vamped up if there's any critique of the individual, and it's easier just to keep serving them. I would, of course, advocate leaving them if you've tried over and over again to assist this person and they go so far in accepting your help and getting you excited that the two of you are working together towards a solution, only to give up and languish, you know, on say day three or day four and say, I can't do it anymore. I've tried and I can't do it anymore. So that's what I call, you know, throwing dollar notes or euro notes into the wind and seeing them sail off. No matter how many dollar notes you put out there, the wind is just going to carry them away. It doesn't achieve anything. They are not committed to positive energy. They want to stay in the negative bubble they've created, and they do not like to see anybody threatening that negative bubble by being in a positive space. So they will attempt if you're within their realm, to bring you in and bring you down to that level so that they can look down on you in the bubble and feel better than you because you're worse than them. So guys, that's an explanation of some of the practical day-to-day things that a narcissist in that low energy field will do. But it is incredible how spending time in that atmosphere and listening to the negativity and listening to the music of the negativity. And they are the looks, the sounds, the moans and the groans, the argumentative ooh-hoo-ooh-hoo that goes on that you can hear from afar. You just feel it's not your place. You feel like, I have to get away from this. I have to get into my own space where I can live life on an even keel, and when good things happen, they can be celebrated. And there is not this, it feels like this heavy anchor weight that's trying to pull you down into the abyss that is not of you. So all I can say to you is, don't put up with that negative energy. Don't get triggered by it. Move away from it. If you have a friend that is like that, decrease the time you spend with them or move away altogether and find your people. Find your people. If you're in an area where people are really conservative or something and you're the opposite, you're going to be criticized by them because you maybe threaten their ethos, their way of living, their control. That's fine. That's for them. But they shouldn't criticize you for you being you. We should all be allowed be who we believe and feel we are. So long as we're not hurting anyone and it's not, you know, we're not criminals, it's not negative. So I would suggest respectfully that if you're in an area where, as a plant, say, you're not flourishing, there's not enough light for you, there's not enough freedom for you, there's not enough nourishment, get out of that space. You're not going to flourish. You're not going to be, you know, you're going to be triggered. You're not going to be happy. That's all I would have to say on this first podcast in relation to the low, negative, dark, spiritual energy of a narcissist and how it can affect you, stop you in your tracks, bring you to a very low level, and bring some people to the utmost low level. Recognize it. Be aware of what's happening around you. Be aware that if all that's going on a daily basis in your life, that that's going to rub off on you and you're going to become exhausted. Now, the next podcast we'll do will be someone that's in a relationship with a high energy narcissist that's always on the go, and what that narcissist expects from you and how they manage to sap your energy so that you eventually become so exhausted that you don't know your arm from your leg. Until we meet again, and hopefully it won't be such a long time, guys, because we're back home now and settled. And I think Remy's there on the sofa. He's on the other sofa because I know some of you really wanted to see him. Let's see if I turn it around there. You going to say hello, Rem? You going to say hello? No? No, he's having a sleep. We've had a big walk. Okay, guys, that's it for now. See you again soon and take care of yourselves. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.